If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Now, a century on from his first election, the Longfellow was remembered in Ennis yesterday. The 1917 East Clare by-election, the election of Eamon de Valera to Westminster, was remembered in a colourful and well-attended event in the town. Dev, of course, would go on from this famous occasion to become one of the most important figures in Irish history, as well as Taoiseach and President, of course. Figures including Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin and members of the de Valera family attended yesterday. So too did our own Ben Sweeney, who has this report.
I stand here for a principle. For the Irish Republic. I stand here for that tricolour and not for the Union Jack. I am speaking today at my native place, Bruree, of the policy for which the men of 1916 fought and died. Those were the principles which will make Ireland free. Ireland a nation. Not a province, or 4/6 of a nation, for which Mr. Lynch stands.
That's Jackie Scanlon of the Ennis Players, reading the words said by Eamon de Valera himself from the same spot at the top of O'Connell Street in Ennis, 100 years on. It was one of a series of reenactments held in Ennis on Sunday afternoon. Hundreds of people watched on as the 1917 election results were read out from a cigarette box, as happened with the real results of that historic by-election.
The election results of the East Clare by-election for 2017. Woo! De Valera, 5,910 votes. That's 71% of the vote. Quiet, please. Lynch. 2,935 votes, that's 29% of the vote. De Valera wins the majority of 2,975 votes.
Also, De Valera's arrest on O'Connell Street while giving a speech on August 27th, 1923, the day of the 1923 general election.
Gordon, I can come in your midst today to proclaim the Republic and to continue the struggle politically to re-establish the Republic of the Republic.
The reenactments followed on from events in Glore earlier in the day, attended by former Clare TD and granddaughter of the Longfellow, Sheila de Valera, Fianna Fáil TD for Galway West and grandson of Dev, Eamon O'Queeve, Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin and over 400 more people. The Glore celebration saw speeches from the Fianna Fáil leader and Sheila de Valera, as well as lectures about Dev and the history of the time in which he was elected. His car, usually behind glass outside the library named for him in Ennis, was on display also. It was then driven from Glore through the streets of Ennis, escorted by a marching band and led by Eamon O'Queeve holding an authentic 1917 banner to the O'Connell Monument.
My name is Jackie Scanlon. I'm a native of Ennis and I'm a member of Ennis Players.
So you were Eamon de Valera there for the reenactment.
Yes.
How did it feel to stand in the exact same spot that he stood in and say his words?
Well, I mean, it was an honour to be asked, first of all, on behalf of the Ennis Players.
And you had the crowd involved as well. They were chanting and shouting and cheering. And then when the police arrested you, they scowled and growled. And
we had very little time to rehearse this. I think we had about a half an hour last Tuesday evening. So we weren't quite sure how it would all go, but everything went great and the crowd were fantastic, as the Ennis crowds always are.
And how did it feel to stand up there and say the words?
Ah, very, very good. I was at several events here in town when growing up, when De Valera came to town in his famous car, in the showgrounds and so on. So it was great then, obviously, to take the part of one of the best known Irish patriots that there has been.
Sheila de Valera, a former member of Doyleáin from the County of Clare, and very pleased to be back here in a personal and, if you like, an historical, no longer in a political role, but certainly have enjoyed the day tremendously.
Was it nice to see that all these people who, you know, had links like yourself to that historic day?
Yes, indeed it was. It's very easy on a day like today to say the couple of fuckle, as it were, but it was far more difficult for the people of Clare to show their particular allegiance in 1917. In fact, it was dangerous. So I think it must be remembered the tremendous courage and unflinching loyalty of those that were there at the time, and that they put the lives and the lives of their family at risk.
My name's Eamon O'Queeve, and I'm chair of the committee we set up to commemorate the events from 1916 up to 1921. Last Christmas, we discussed 1917, and this became one of the central events we planned for to commemorate 1917. I'm very, very happy. A lot of work has gone into it. I've known Clare ever since I got into politics. I've always got a great welcome here, and I've been invited to many, many events in the county of Clare. But I think it's also fair to say that in the 1820s, when Daniel O'Connell was elected MP for Clare, he wrote a new chapter in democratic history. When De Valera was elected here, and he was a great follower of O'Connell, when De Valera was elected here in 1917, it was his first toe in the water into politics, and he was very reluctant to get into politics. He had been a volunteer, basically, and he was sceptical about politicians. But when he got involved here, that was his first political experience. And I think for somebody who was new into politics, he showed a great maturity very, very quickly in the way he developed. But he got his start in politics in County Clare, and as you know, he represented them up until 1959 when he became president.
Micheál Martin, TD, leader of Fianna Fáil. I think it's an incredible crowd. I didn't expect such large numbers. It's a tribute to Eamon O'Keefe's organisational ability with the Clare Dáil Cóntar, the organising committee here in Clare. It's a defining moment in Irish history, the 1917 by-election, because it marks, I suppose, the beginning of the end for the Irish Parliamentary Party and the emergence of the then Sinn Féin Party behind the idea of a republic. People feel a warmth when they come to County Clare. Even those who may not vote Fianna Fáil have a yearning, or, you know, have a receptive welcome for people from the Fianna Fáil background. I've always found myself very comfortable in Clare because of that. We don't rest on our laurels in relation to that. I think we're proud of De Valera's legacy. I think he gave a strong self-reliance to the Irish people, and was an extremely popular leader. We have a mix here today which transcends the Fianna Fáil party, and that's how I think we must commemorate the War of Independence and the various events. You know, there's different traditions emanated from it. It doesn't belong to any political party. The 1917 by-election doesn't, but we do take pride because, of course, De Valera was our founding father.
Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin, they're ending that report from Clare FM's Ben Sweeney.
Your opinion counts. Text Clare FM's Morning Focus 086 1800 964.